Welcome back to Lloyd Minster, where the Bobcats fall here tonight to the Oil Barons. 4-3 Mob Improve to 3-0 on the year. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. Joined now by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, a back-and-forth game here tonight, but you guys get the big final goal from your young defender who had a huge cheering section here right behind your guys' bench. That definitely brought a smile to everyone's face here tonight.
Could not have written a better script. A 16-year-old coming back to his old stomping grounds, and he pots the game winner, and it was a great play. For the forward to see him, and then for him to jump in the slot and to wire it home was great for him. More importantly, good for the team as well. So it was a hard fought game. You don't expect anything different when you're here in Lloyd Minster. They're a team that doesn't have a 50 goal score, but that they're going to work hard. They're going to try and hem you in. I don't know whether I should be taking my players tomorrow to play some pool to teach them
angles
and that, because too many pucks came, too in front of the slot. So, again, we'll watch some tape, we'll do some corrections, and hopefully we'll get the same effort tomorrow.
And definitely a challenge in this rink, just the dimensions of it. You even saw some of Lloyd Minster's players struggling because it's their first season in this rink as well. But how big of a challenge is that for you as a road team coming in here?
Well, we prepped our guys before the game and telling them, especially down at the one end here where the Zamboni comes out, that corner tends to be a little rougher, and pucks just don't bounce like they should. Here, it almost seemed that the pucks bounced off harder than what they did when they went in, and it was, caught our guys twice in the first period there. We went to try to go D-to-D off of a bank pass, and it ended up in front of our net, and you tell your players to watch out for that. But as much as you want to be aware of it, that instinct takes over, and we had too many guys chasing pucks that should have ended up behind the net, but it ended up front. But again, when you've got a goaltender with the caliber of Chris Kerr, he's going to make some stops, and he made a couple huge ones today.
You get some big goals at some big times, again, from your top line. Cole Gable and Reed Morrison have some immediate chemistry, it seems like, on this season. It seems like Gable, more the playmaker on that line, Reed Morrison now the finisher, but four goals for him so far on this young season.
Yeah, and we wouldn't expect anything different. We've talked time and time again how, really, for us to be successful this year, we're going to rely on those 20-year-olds to carry a lot of the heavy load to start the year, and then hopefully we can, inject that youthful enthusiasm, and they can start, contributing offensively as well. We got some huge shifts out of the Nathan Carl line, and Jesse Burkhart and Chad McLean. They did a good job, and Cookie scores the overtime, the game winner. So again, this is a work in progress, and I told the players not every painting is going to be a Picasso, but it was good enough for 2 points today. And then hopefully we can get a better effort, especially with the specialty teams. I thought in the third period they're getting two power plays. That's that opportunity that you have to, when you've got a guy out, you have to knock him out. And to get two opportunities and not manufacture, not let alone a goal, really any great chances. I'm, a little disappointed in that. And then you allow them to, create a little bit of havoc there in the last minute and a half. But great job by our guys to protect the house. We got pucks out when we could and earned a hard-fought 4-3 win.
You get another big goal from, two of your defensemen. Sean McCloskey, standing in the blue paint, finds that loose puck there. And there, the perfect example of what you've been talking about is you like your defense pinching up there. But that's a big goal at a big time as well.
Yeah, we talk about, especially on our power play, one of our sets is a 1-3-1, and we want our weak side guy to be, below the hash marks. And he's got to be either a threat to receive a cross-ice pass, or if any puck comes off the pads, he has to be there. And that was I believe it was Jack Hanley had a great walk out front. We tried to jam it, and it was in behind him, and Sean, because he's down there, can poke it into a yawning cage. If he's not there and he's up at the blue line, there's no chance that puck goes in. So for us, to get the power play goal was good. I liked our PK today. I thought we were real good, and we'll regroup. And one of the hardest things that you can do is try and beat the same team two nights back to back. We were able to do it last week. We're going to look to do that again this weekend. And our mantra for the road trips, especially when you play 3 in 3 days, is the fact that, the whole complexion of your road trip changes after that first game. If you can win that first game, now you've set yourself up to have a really good weekend. So if we can get the same effort and get at least a point or two, hopefully tomorrow, now you're playing with house money come Sunday afternoon.
Tom, congratulations on a big win here tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot.